Dr. Christian's office. Mrs. Jason? Yes, this is Judy. How are you? Oh, that's fine. And how's that cuddly baby of yours?
And it's the Vaseline program, the only program in radio where the audience writes the show. Tonight, the spotlight is on Grand Prairie, Texas. And the prize goes to Jane France of 102 Douglas Way for her play, Puff, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price.
Oh, I see. Baby doesn't like hot weather. Well, I bet I know why. Prickly heat. Oh, yes, Mrs. Jason. Prickly heat can be terribly annoying. And the poor baby's so helpless. Oh, yes? Your nurse suggested Vaseline petroleum jelly? Oh, it's excellent. It's ideal. Vaseline petroleum jelly makes baby ever so comfortable. Yes, it certainly will bring relief from the prickly heat. And it's wonderful for chafed, irritated skin, too. Say? Oh, yes, Vaseline petroleum jelly is so pure and so gentle, you can use just as much of it as often as you wish. Yes, well, the reason Vaseline petroleum jelly is so wonderful is that it soothes and cools baby's skin, and at the same time forms a protective film that helps keep out infection when the skin's broken. And besides, it helps promote healing. Oh, yes, Vaseline petroleum jelly is every bit as good for grown-up skin when it's red and chafed. Yeah, it's a smart idea to keep an extra jar of Vaseline petroleum jelly on hand. Oh, that's all right. Drop in and see us. Goodbye.
Now for our prize play, Puff. The scene is one of the busiest places in any town, a doctor's office. This town is River's End. And this office is Dr. Christian's.
Judy, will you keep Ted in the waiting room until Miss Taylor and I finish talking, please?
Yes, Dr. Christian.
Please hurry, Aunt Edith.
Well, your nephew certainly has no accent, Miss Taylor. It's amazing after living in France for half of his 10 years. Didn't he go to a French school?
No, my brother had an American tutor for the children. Dr. Christian, please don't keep me worrying. Can you do something for Ted?
Well, the x-rays will have to be developed before I can say. It's possible that some pressure on the brain has caused paralysis of the nerve transmitting impressions from the eyes.
But, Dr. Christian, it's not just his sight. A blind child at least has a chance, but that mental condition...
Strange. He seems perfectly rational, except for this peculiar delusion you say he has about a dog he calls Puff. In fact, I'd say Ted is an unusually well-balanced child, considering what he's been through. Miss Taylor, do you think it's possible that he might actually have a dog and be hiding it someplace?
Why should he do that, Doctor? I love pets. Ted knows that. Why should he keep his dog a secret from me?
Dr. Christian, Ted just ran outside while I was out of the room.
Oh, stop him. He'll fall. He'll be hurt.
I'll open the window.
He'll run into that tree. Ted!
It's all right, Miss Taylor. Ted missed the tree. He swerved around it. You can see the clot here in this x-ray, Judy. This cloudy spot.
Yes, I see it, Dr. Christian. Then you are going to operate.
Yes, Judy, I've checked with the oculist who examined Ted. He couldn't find any injury to the eyes themselves, so the next step is to remove this clot.
You think an operation will banish the invisible dog?
Well, Judy, when Ted gets his eyesight back, he can see for himself that there is no dog.
Oh.
You see, if he has had his parents' strength and love to lean on since his injury, he probably never would have invented Puff in the first place.
I suppose his family was killed, probably in the same bombing raid that injured Ted,
Yes, all but his father. Edie Taylor said her brother was in New York on business when France fell. He couldn't get back, and a little later he joined our Air Force.
Well, he should certainly be here with Ted, then.
Miss Taylor hasn't heard from him since Ted was sent back here. He's very worried, and...
Oh, are you busy, Dr. Christian?
Can I see you about something important?
Well, speaking of you-know-who, where's your Aunt Edith, Ted?
I came by myself. That is, Puff led me over. He's better than a seeing eye dog.
Well, sit down, Ted. Here. And what's this about something important you want to see about?
It's about Puff.
Well, tell me about Puff. First of all, what sort of a dog is he?
Well, gee whiz, Dr. Christian, you can see for yourself. I'll call him in.
Well, no dogs are allowed in the doctor's office, Ted.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a white poodle.
A poodle? One of those fluffy white dogs?
Well, sure. What's the matter with a poodle? Puff's a regular champ. His real name's Champion Parisian Parfait.
Well, you know, Ted, I never heard Puff bark. Doesn't he ever bark like other dogs do?
Puff's awful smart, Dr. Christian. He doesn't go yipping around like ordinary dogs. He only barks when there's something to bark about. Like when the walls fell down.
What walls? I haven't heard about that, Ted. Suppose you tell me.
Well, it was the walls in our house in Nancy. It was when the bomb hit the factory up the street. Puff barked, so I ran. We both ran as fast as we could, but my mom and the kid sister, they didn't run at all.
What about you and Puff? You remember, Ted?
Well, I remember we didn't run very fast, Dr. Christian. As part of a wall fell on us. At first I thought Puff got killed. He was so still. Gee, I'm sure glad he didn't.
Oh, Puff sounds like a wonderful dog, Ted.
Oh, see, I almost forgot the reason I came over. Dr. Christian, will you take care of Puff while I'm in the hospital? He won't be any bother.
Why, I'm sure he won't, Ted. Yes, I'll take care of Puff.
Dr. Christian's office. Yes, he is. It's for you, Dr. Christian.
Miss Taylor, she sounds like she's crying.
Thank you, Judy. Yes, Miss Taylor. Oh, I'm so very sorry. You have my deepest sympathy. No, don't tell him. By all means, no. If you can just keep him from knowing until after the operation. Yes, of course. Goodbye. Judy, Miss Taylor just received a telegram from the War Department.
Oh, no. Ted's father? Was he killed?
Missing in action, the telegram said. I advised her to keep it from Ted until after the operation.
Yes, I hope she can.
It's 7:10, Judy. Better call it a day.
Yes, it's been a tiring one. And you should be rested for that brain surgery tomorrow.
Dr. Christian. Oh, Dr. Christian, thank heaven you're still here.
It's Taylor and Ted.
Dr. Christian, you weren't supposed to take my dog tonight. Not till the operation. Not tonight.
He's hysterical, Dr. Christian. He says you took his dog. He made me bring him over.
No, I have no dog to lead me. I need him, Dr. Christian. Can I have him back? You can take him tomorrow.
But I haven't... when did you lose him, Ted?
Tonight after dinner. I heard him bark like he was way far away. I ran out in the yard and he didn't come, so I called and I called, but he's gone. So I know you'd come for him. Oh, you gotta give him back, Dr. Christian.
Oh, Doctor, can't you give him something to quiet him? This on top of that other.
Miss Taylor.
What other? Say, I'll bet it's something about this.
A telegram.
Ted, where did you get that? It isn't for you.
It was on the hall table. A few little strips of paper. I knew it was a telegram. I was going to ask you, Annie, and I forgot about it when I couldn't find Paul.
Give it to me, dear. It doesn't belong to you.
It's about Dad.
How did you know that?
Miss Taylor, please.
And it is about Dad. It isn't fair keeping things from me because I'm blind.
Ted, you mustn't think such things.
Well, then read it to me. Dad's coming home, isn't he? Oh, I knew he would. He loves surprises. Well, what's the matter? He is coming home, isn't he?
Your father isn't coming home for a while, Ted.
Well, then read me what it says. He's dead. You're afraid to tell me.
You'd better tell him, Miss Taylor.
Please, you tell him, Dr. Christian.
Ted, the telegram is from the War Department. It says your father is missing in action.
That means he's dead.
Oh, no, Ted, no. A great many men come back alive and well after they've been reported missing. You must think of that all the time. Your dad wouldn't want you to give up.
Now, there won't be any surprise. Dad isn't coming home after all.
Miss Taylor, I came over early to have a talk with Ted. I think I know how Puff can help us all.
Ted's in here, Dr. Christian. He just lies there on the sofa.
Well, good morning, Ted. I want to talk to you about Puff before we go to the hospital.
I'm not going to the hospital, Dr. Christian. I don't care anymore, see. Because all I wanted to see was Dad and Puff.
And did you try to find Puff this morning?
Well, I called and called, and he's still gone.
You did believe me, didn't you, Ted, when I told you I didn't take Puff?
Okay, you didn't take Puff. Why'd you leave me then, Dr. Christian?
Well, he wouldn't just leave you, Ted. You know, a pedigreed white poodle is a very unusual dog. Lots of people might want to own one. Has it occurred to you that someone might have stolen Puff?
Say, someone might have. Yeah, I haven't thought of that.
Of course. And if you could see, you could hunt all over Riversend for him. I'd bet you'd find him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet I would find him.
Then you'd have Puff as a surprise for your father, and he probably doesn't know you brought Puff back clear from France.
Oh, gee, Dr. Christian, now he'll never know, will he?
Of course he will, Ted. Why, he'll walk right through that door one of these days. And if you can see, you can look at him with your own eyes and see that nothing is the matter with him.
Yeah, nobody could fool me like they try to do with the telegram.
Miss Taylor?
Yes, Dr. Christian, what can I do?
You can bring this young man who wants to see again to the hospital at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Just to know, Dr. Christian. He's got to see. The suspense at that operation 2 weeks ago has been awful.
We'll know in a few moments, Judy.
I've been meaning to ask you, Dr. Christian, why did you bandage his eyes when it was a brain operation?
Just to prevent any strain or shock when his sight was hurt.
Mm.
I wanted the incision to start healing well first.
Room 254, 56. Here we are, 258.
Hello, Ted. Well, are you about ready to get rid of those bandages?
Oh, hello, Dr. Christian. Are you going to take them off this time?
You bet I am. Oh, Judy, will you lower the window shade first?
Yes, Dr. Christian.
Well, gee, hurry up, Dr. Christian.
Now, remember, Ted, you mustn't be disappointed if you can't see much at first. In fact, if you can't see anything, it may take a little more time. Then, after a while, you may begin to see light and dark shadows. And that will be doing very well. Now, hold still. There.
I've got my eyes open, haven't I? They feel open.
Yes, they're open.
But I can't see. I can't see anything.
Now, just lie back, Ted. It's dark in here. Judy, would you raise the shade now? Slowly. Well, Ted?
Is it still night out there?
Do you see any light at all, Ted?
It's still night. It'll always be night.
Taylor's place certainly sits a long way back off the road, doesn't it, Dr. Christian? Walk up to the house is a real hike.
Well, it's a good thing it is for my purposes today, Judy.
You really think your plan will work? After all, if surgery couldn't do it...
Well, technically, the operation was a success. Ted should be seeing by now. I'm convinced there's a psychological problem there, Judy. There hasn't been anything he wanted to see badly enough. Oh, quiet. There's Ted in the porch wing.
Hello, Ted. Dr. Christian and Judy.
Hello, Ted. Mind if we sit here on the porch, would you?
Okay. What'd you come over for, Dr. Christian? The operation's all over. It's a long time ago. You didn't make me see.
Well, Judy and I just dropped by to check up on Puff. Has he ever come back, Ted?
I guess he's gone for good. The swellest dog in the world.
Someone just got out of a car out in front. Looks like you have company, Ted. You or your aunt.
It must be for Aunt Edith, but she's not home.
Looks like a serviceman.
No, I don't know any soldiers. Hey, that sounds like Dad used to sound. Isn't my dad, Dr. Christian?
I don't know. I never knew your dad, Ted. Can't you tell?
Well, I'm trying to tell, but I don't remember Dad's footsteps.
Then use your eyes.
My eyes? Gee, if it's Dad... Oh, he can't see me like this. I'm going inside, Dr. Christian.
No, you are afraid.
I'm not, but I gotta know. What does he look like? Please tell me.
I can't see that far. My glasses need changing. And Judy's going back to the garden.
Oh, but gee, what if he walked right up here and I didn't know him? I'm blind, Dr. Christian.
You're not blind. You've got good eyes. Use them, Ted.
I am. Dr. Christian, a light. I saw a light.
Oh, of course you did. A lieutenant's shoulder power. The sun coated. Keep looking, Ted. Is it your father?
Oh, I can almost see this. Hey, he's someone tall and an overseas cap. It's him. Hi, Dad.
Hello, son.
Dad, it's swell. I can see with my very own eyes that you're okay.
Sure, I'm okay, son.
Well, then why'd you send that telegram saying you were missing when you weren't missing?
Because I guess I was missing for a while, Ted.
Oh.
My plane was shot down over Germany. I suppose the other planes couldn't see us bail out in all the smoke.
Well, gee, tell about it.
Maybe your father would rather not talk about it, Ted.
Yes, I think I'd like to, Miss Price. I know Ted's told you how crazy he was over our white poodle. Well, it was a white poodle that got me out of quite a jam.
Hey, was it Pop? Was it Pop, Dad?
Of course not, son. How could it be?
Oh, well, tell about it, Dad.
Well, we were lucky, the crew, that is. Our chutes opened even though we were flying very low. When we bailed out...
Look out! A landmine! Hey, if it hadn't been for that dog watch... Say, where'd he come from?
A poodle. Look, he's starting off like he wants us to follow.
Well, he can start off if he wants. I'm staying put. We're in the middle of a minefield.
Well, he hasn't hit anything yet. Say, where are the others?
I don't know. I can't see him from here.
Well, we can't stay here with a lot of landmines in the middle of Germany. I'm going to follow that dog.
You're crazy.
Maybe. Maybe not.
A couple weeks later, I was back with my own outfit. That's when I got your urgent message, Dr. Christian. And the plan you described has certainly worked out.
You can't fool a boy about his father, Lieutenant. You can see I was banking heavily on the possibility that you would return. It had to be your voice. And it had to be unexpected.
I had confidence in you the moment I met you, early this morning, Dr. Christian. Even though I was dubious about the idea before, I can never repay you for what you've done for Ted.
And look at Ted. He's still with you in Germany, Lieutenant Taylor.
You like the story, Ted?
Huh? Oh! Gee, Dad. Puff saved you. Just like he did me once.
Why do you keep saying it was Puff, son?
Because it was. I bet it was on a Wednesday night, too.
Oh, let's see. No, it was on a Thursday, I believe. Yes, about 2:00 in the morning on a Thursday. Oh, but wait a minute. That would be Wednesday night here. Yes, you're right. How did you guess that, son?
Well, that's why Puff barked at night he went away. Yeah, I've been wondering. I knew he was far away, too.
Oh, but Ted, that would be impossible.
Well, not for Puff, Dr. Christian. Puff has a loud bark. Yeah, I'd sure like to see him just once again. If I could see him just once, I'd give him up then if he wanted. As
Nancy. Save my dad.
Well, I have a little surprise for you out in the car, Ted.
Is it Pop? Did you bring him back from Germany, huh, Dad?
Let's go look. You can use those eyes of yours and see for yourself.
Judy and I had better be going now, Lieutenant.
No, not yet. You've got to see the surprise first.
Oh, the invitation's accepted. I'm curious.
Hey, there he is.
What are you talking about, son?
Puff. He was right in front of me. I saw him.
Hey, those eyes are good. Also, the imagination. Come along now. My surprise is still in the car. I can see him.
I believe I'll just wait here if you don't mind.
Yes, I will, too. The surprise should be for just you two.
Well, just as you say. Come along, Ted. This one can be Puff the Second.
Dr. Christian, did you see it?
Yes. Right in front of Ted. Just as he said.
Oh, Dr. Christian, you must be imagining
something. Judy, did you notice our shadows as we came down the walk?
Of course. They were such long ones.
Judy, Puff had no shadow.
Curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. Men, are you bothered by dry scalp? If you have dry, unruly hair, if loose dandruff begins to appear, if your scalp is tight and itchy, remember, these are signs of dry scalp. Scalp conditions that are aggravated these days by summer sun, wind, and water. Start using Vaseline Hair Tonic today. Combat dry scalp. Check it easily, quickly, effectively. Vaseline Hair Tonic actually supplements the natural scalp oils. Contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Just 5 drops a day, applied with the comb or directly on the hair, checks dry scalp, tames stubborn hair, keeps it perfectly groomed. Also, a brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo loosens dandruff, stops itchy tightness. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives double care to both scalp and hair. Remember, more bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than of any other hair tonic in America. Buy, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. Now here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. The charming and imaginative play you just heard is the work of Jane France. This young writer was born, raised, and educated in Southern California and lives now in Grand Prairie, Texas, where her husband, Jack K. Grace, is process engineer of the North American Aviation's Texas Division. Before her marriage, Jane France had had some brief experience writing for radio. Her first big success was the play Janelle. She wrote for our program last year. Now she's a winner again with Puff, and we think there are many more successes ahead of this aspiring writer. Next week, we plan to present Much Ado About Marty by Evelyn L. Homer of Devon, Connecticut. So we invite you all to listen again next week to the Vaseline program, same time and same station. Until then, I'll say good night.
Here, there, everywhere. It's in the air. That's right, hay fever. Guard against the airborne pollen with a little Vaseline petroleum jelly in each nostril each morning. Use Vaseline petroleum jelly and you'll breathe more easily, sleep more comfortably. Apply it tomorrow and on through the hay fever season. Remember, for relief from hay fever, get Vaseline petroleum jelly. Remember, Remember, next Wednesday night, another delightful Dr. Christian prize play called Much Ado About Marty. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.